Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast. As we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale, please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by...
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us down Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, our telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Yeah, this is an important weekend for believers in Christ here, the death, burial, and resurrection, the hope of all mankind, if they would only just seek him out. Knock, and he's there. Ask, and he'll answer. But anyway, back to the J6 thing. Nancy Pelosi, I don't know if you heard what she had said when asked about the Trump indictment, and her very words were, good, it'll be a chance for him to prove his innocence. This statement alone by itself should prove to anybody who has any clue or concept as to a representative republic that we live in, you are innocent until proven guilty, but yet she turned that around. The same with the J6 committee that she hand-appointed there. They had a Hollywood producer, and the only reason that kind of went lame on him is he didn't get the ratings he thought he should get. So it kind of petered out, for lack of a better word. These people are out of their minds. They're completely empty inside without any natural affection or love, and they're so focused on this witch hunt that it's really going to, history will not judge us well for this one.
No, in fact, I believe that what we're watching play out is the progressive judgment of God upon a nation that said no to Jesus Christ and turned our back on God, completely rejected God's word. Perhaps you're familiar with the fact just several months back that Jerry Nadler in the House of Representatives, when they were trying to pass an immoral, unholy bill, a Christian Republican, stood at the speaker's stand and was reading from the scripture. Jerry Nadler screamed and said, the Bible has no place in the halls of Congress. And that basically is a blanket statement, but I believe it is absolutely cumulatively the feeling of all Democrats today. But going back to your statement in relationship to Nancy Pelosi, it was Victor Davis Hanson that said, and I quote, Bragg promised in advance that he would try to find a way to indict Trump. His prior boasts are reminiscent of Stalin's secret police enforcer, a quipper. He says, show me a man and I'll show you a crime. Then Nancy Pelosi says, and it gave away their position when in her statement she muttered, as David Hanson says, that Trump has a right to prove his innocence if he is presumed guilty. In other words, as you said, you've got to defend yourself and prove that you're innocent rather than the state proving that you're guilty. And we've got it all completely reversed. But when I'm looking at the scripture, looking at the parallel gospels, what some call the synoptic gospels, they charge Jesus with treachery. They charge Jesus with tax evasion. But the charge that really brought it to a head, the charge that Roman law could not allow to exist, was that of treason, saying that he, Jesus himself, is Christ the King. They were searching for a charge that would stick under the Roman law and they, bingo, they touched on it. That's what they're trying to do with Donald J. Trump. And the thing, Jim, and I want your comment on it, the thing that I see that's so ironical today is that this is Passion Week. This is the week in history past, some 2,000 plus years ago, that Jesus Christ went through in his humanity, God come into flesh in his humanity, headed for the cross. And they came up with false, phony, trumped-up charges to be able to indict him and prosecute him for that charge of treason that ultimately brought about his crucifixion. Do you see that as an irony today? Here it is, Passion Week. Here it is with Trump's indictment is being opened and his charges made today. And that the charges and the indictment made from a human heart that has said now for years, we're going to get Trump. In fact, the whole thing is, Jim, we've seen the entire modus operandi of the Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party that we're going to get Trump. Since late 2015, early 2016, and then after he came down the golden stairway, if you will, the escalator in Trump Tower, they have been out to get, out to prosecute, out to indict, out to some way remove Trump. And right now, with the potential of Trump looming as the highest, best candidate for 2024 presidency, they are doing so. Do you see any, how would you say, similitude there in what we see in the scripture? And again, I want our listeners to understand, I'm not saying that Donald J. Trump is Jesus. That's not the point. I'm looking at the human heart and the operation of it as it was then, it is today.
I'm, to be honest with you, Doctor, I'm seeing something a little bit more despicable than that. You know, outside of it being Christ and our Lord and our Savior, you know, he went to the cross willingly for us there. But what I am seeing is I'm seeing the borrower is beholden to the lender, and Alvin Bragg and some of these Democrats, as far as these power-hungry individuals like Soros and the WEF. If you look at the whole, the, you know, as you know in the story there, that Pontius Pilate actually tried on several occasions to have Jesus released because his wife was troubled.
Yes.
His
wife said, don't
scourged.
Have anything to do with this good man.
Yeah, wash your hands of it. So he scourged him and hoped that they saw him as a man being scourged, they would release him. He tried to, have them choose between Barabbas and him, and at every occasion, the Jewish council and the rabble they brought in this case, you could call them Democrats,
but that's a good
term. I wouldn't see any difference, rose their voices above all and threatened Pilate with an unstable society.
Mm-hmm.
To carry out their edict and their will. In other words, the Democrats rising up saying, we're going to riot, we're going to burn, we're going to loot. It's no different than that crowd that stood in front of Pilate and said, give us Jesus on a cross or we're going to riot and we're mm-hmm. going to loot. I see the similarities there, but once again, our Lord Jesus Christ went to that cross knowing his fate, and
yes,
he went for
absolutely.
Us.
That is true. That's called the sovereignty of God. But on
yes,
the same coin, but the opposite side is the free will of man. The free will of man carried out through the consultation was had before they brought up the flimsy charges was carried out by the evil, wicked heart. And keep in mind, in the scripture, according to Mark chapter 15, verse 10, Pilate told the people when they kept saying, release Barabbas and crucify Jesus, Pilate reminded them that, notice, I'll read the scripture, for he, that is Pilate, knew that the chief priest had delivered Jesus for envy. That word in the Greek text means for jealousy, for envy, for fear. So what we see being carried out with Donald J. Trump today is because of envy, because of jealousy, because of fear. The democratic mechanism in America today, which I call it the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, they are petrified that Donald Trump will go back into office and will clean the sewer. He just tried to clean the swamp last time. He'll clean the sewer if he goes back in. And they see that, and they're jealous. They're fearful. And that's exactly the modus operandi, the motive that brought about the charges, and the three fake, phony, false charges against Jesus was treachery, tax evasion, and treason. And Pilate knew that it was because of envy. That's the thing that is so ironic to me. That's the thing that's so, how would you say, that stands out so much and leaps off the pages in the scripture, that we see the replay of it from the wicked, evil hearts today. What say you?
What say me? I say humans haven't changed a bit in the last 2,000 years and before that even.
Exactly.
Our hearts, exactly. I mean, everybody needs to sit down and examine their heart on a daily basis there, because I'm telling you what, I've caught myself thinking and saying and doing some stuff, and when Paul expounded that verse there, I do what I say I should. I can't remember how that went there, but he
the
basically
very things
was
I should
lamenting.
Not do, I do, and the very things I should do.
Yep.
Those things I do not. Romans, the 7th chapter.
Yep, yep. So everybody needs to, you know, have that come to Jesus moment and know that they're without hope without Him.
Yes. And the summary of it all, Jim, I believe our listeners would agree that today we need to be in prayer, praying for our nation, praying for our leadership, and praying in particular that the truth will prevail, and that the socialist, Marxist media and the left will not have their sway to destroy the constitutional republic in America. If this prosecutorial misconduct is allowed to prevail, we have lost America. We have lost our constitutional republic. Our nation is gone. We might not realize it in 24 hours, but it is gone if this prosecutorial misconduct sticks. So, Jim, thank you so much. We need to all be praying that God will prevail in His sovereignty today. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, sir. God bless
you.
Thank you. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for today's topic. I think what you're saying is both Jesus and Donald Trump were innocent as charged.
Yes.
They were vastly different men. But the thing they had in common was they were innocent as charged. And Dr. Youngblood, this proves that the prosecution and the government of Jesus' time were thoroughly corrupt. The prosecution and the government today is thoroughly corrupt. And I believe that you're right. We've lost our constitutional republic because, as you're aware, Biden is giving away the sovereignty to the UN, to the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
So they can anytime they want declare an emergency and shut America down. The World Health Organization is controlled by the Chinese.
Yes.
So I don't know how many millions that they've given, the Chinese have given to the cabal, but Joe Biden has really produced a lot for the communist Chinese for what he's gotten. That was the best bargain in the world, is whatever the Chinese have given the Biden family, they have really, really reaped a bountiful harvest.
Well, not only that, and that is part and parcel of what I'm about to say, but when the ominous happening with back in February with the Chinese balloon crossing America, completely dissecting America, and some parts of the nation that did a figure eight surveilling. We had the despicable lie coming out of the State Department, the despicable lie coming out of the Pentagon, the despicable lie coming out of Joe Biden's mouth that they did not get anything, no secrets were picked up, etc. Only to find out now, after the lie's been perpetrated and the Marxist media carried the lying out further, only now do we find out, yes, indeed, that was a spy balloon. Yes, indeed, they transmitted data in real time back to China. And so when the balloon was shot down, there was nothing, there was no reason to think, well, we're going to find something and we've prevented anything. It was in real time that the Chinese spy balloon was sending, transmitting information back. Joe Biden did nothing, because he is a pawn in the hands of Xi and all of the Chinese Communist Party. They literally control the President of the United States of America. He is a puppet to do what they demand that he do, to be silent when they do something against America. Right now, and I'll touch on this, Tom, and get your response. Right now we're finding drug shortages in America. We're not talking about illegal drugs. We're talking about medically prescribed drugs are right now short. And about 90% of our drugs, all of our drugs, 90% come out of China. Here's the reason. About 60% literally out of China, about 30% that's made in India, but the chemical makeup for those drugs that's made in India are shipped out of China. So China is now cutting off the valve and preventing Americans from getting the drugs that are life-saving drugs in many instances. We're right now, the nation, United States of America, it simply becomes a pawn for China. And right now, with the petrodollar being eliminated, right now with India, with Iran, with Saudi Arabia, with Russia, China, North Korea, any oil that is bought and sold around the globe, they're using either the Chinese yuan or the Indian rupee to pay for it, and not with U.S. dollars. That will cause the U.S. currency to totally collapse in the very near future. And what we're going to watch, because Saudi Arabia just said they're cutting oil production by 1 million barrels a day, what we're watching is the depletion of the national oil reserve, and at the same time, the price of oil, gasoline at the pump, will immediately go to $5 and better a gallon almost overnight with what is taking place. And all of this is as a result of America being sold, just as Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. We find the Biden family cabal has sold America for about $130 million. And as a result of that, China holds the key to the control of the Oval Office and what happens in America. I find it absolutely sad. I find it frightening. I find it despicable. But at the same time, Tom, we need to understand that God is still in control. How do you respond to that?
Yes, you're exactly right. And Dr. Youngblood, what we're really seeing is Barack Obama's statement that America was, to him, was too arrogant. It was too successful, too powerful. And his vow was to make it fall more in line with the rest of the world. So it's really taken this long for him to complete his agenda. And that's really sad, because people that voted for him thought that they were doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. But it's proven, him being from Kenya, being of a Muslim background, that he had no intentions of doing anything good for the United States.
Barack Hussein Obama is a puppet of the New World Order. He's a puppet of the global reset. And right now, under the Biden administration, Barack Obama is carrying out his third term, is what we see playing out. But, Tom, we need to keep praying, keep looking up, and especially we need to be praying for God to intervene in this trumped-up charges, these trumped-up charges against Trump, because, as David Hansen said, let me read the headline. Victor David Hansen said, indict one, indict all. David Hansen says, with the indictment with Donald J. Trump, it's not just Trump. That is an indictment on every citizen in America. And he makes it very, very clear in about a 6-page article of what we can see is the future if this indictment holds and they're able to carry out the full prosecutorial aspect of Trump. But, Tom, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you, and let's keep looking up and keep praying for these next few days in particular. Thank you so much for calling. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Oh, my God. America, because of its turning its back on God, it has been making stupid decisions, following bad policies to bring about its own downfall. Because as you mentioned here, the our drugs, important items, are being made in India and America and China. Why? How did we do things like that and not expect problem? I had my feeling from day one that the balloon. I really think that it wasn't even just that it was a surveillance balloon, but that. The White House knew about it. They were in league with it. It's only because of the people in some part of the states saw it and the word got out, so they had to, what it would quietly do its thing, and I think they were in league with that going on. As you mentioned at the beginning of your monologue, that Jesus Christ, he came doing only good, did a lot of good. He helped a lot and did only good. And eventually, it was the same voices that thought they would make him king the next couple of days after it was crucify him, get rid of him. Donald Trump came up, and we marvel, we are amazed at his courage and strength. It's not ordinary. In other words, right now the party has a lot of good men who could do a good job as president, and quite a lot. Yet we realize that Trump is not ordinary, because not many would be able to stand up to the type of challenges that he has been coping with from day one, and still manage to perform, and at this time still determined. We know the love of his country is at the heart, and the future, he has his children, the future generation, what is going to happen to him. So he's committed to try to rescue. And the hatred that we turn up, we know that it is because, as you say, if he was to get back to do his second term, he would be working on clearing the swamp. And we know that the main thing is why he's getting what is, because he dared to dismantle their agenda. Their agenda is important to them. They collect money. America's future has been sold out. And when he dared to go and say he's going to build back America, that is a serious thing for them. So that's
you're exactly right. I hate to cut you short. We've got another caller waiting, but let me interject this thought. Since the indictment had come to the forefront, and with this day taking place where it's going to be open, just in the past, I believe, 36 hours, President Trump has raised about $15 million of contributions to his campaign. I think what they're doing is going to have a major, major whiplash, a boomerang effect, as one writer called it, where it's going to cause Trump to be more popular and to have more voters, even with the independents and keeping his base. But going back to the fact that here is what we see taking place today and 2,000 plus years ago in the same Passion Week with the trumped up charges against the Lord Jesus. And again, I'm not saying that Trump is Jesus, but Trump has a spine and a backbone that, Lily, as you and I have said before, I believe God sovereignly ordained, intervened in 2016 and put Trump in office. And I believe he's the only person that has the spine and the backbone and the ability to try to deliver America from absolute implosion. Lily, thank you so much for your call. May you have a blessed Resurrection Sunday, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
My comment is to say something on behalf of Joe Biden. Don't blame Joe for everything that is wrong. He could not have accomplished anything without the help of the GOP. They are the biggest traitors. And concerning China, why is China so powerful today? Well, because they own manufacturing all over the world. And who moved manufacturing from the U.S. to China? The whole Congress. It started with Nixon and then even Reagan. He didn't mind it when the balance of trade with China went in China's favor. So the great Republican conservative Reagan allowed China to continue to grow and grow. So
it was slick Willie Clinton that gave the most favored nation trade status to China.
Okay, Dave, if you correct me there, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But it's been China for everything, and it wouldn't happen unless they were so rich producing all the goods that we use. Years ago, everything was made in the U.S. I remember when I came from Cuba in 1960. You couldn't find any Chinese products, only Japanese maybe. And little by little, now everything is made in China, thanks to the treasonous Republican Party.
You're exactly right. We can't just blame one party, But I think we can isolate out with what is taking place now with Donald J. Trump and the stacked, trumped-up charges, nothing more, nothing less than the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Party USA, which is now called Democrat. And as a result of that, we're seeing the fake, phony, false indictment and trial. In fact, it was Pilate himself that made the statement, and I'll read that text again in Mark 15:10. Pilate knew that the chief priest had delivered Jesus for envy. And it's because of envy, it's because of fear of Trump, it's because of jealousy of President Donald J. Trump that this is taking place today as we speak in New York City, Manhattan to be exact. So, Derby, we need to keep praying. We need to keep praying because, as David Hansen said, if they indict one, they indict all. If they can do this to Trump, they can do that to us. And we find thugs with badges out of the DOJ, the FBI, and all of the other three-letter acronym agencies that now are simply puppets for Joe Biden to come against moms and dads, to come against that ask questions at a school board, that will come against preachers, that will preach on the sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic, that will allow crime to be rampant and yet prosecutorial misconduct taking place, especially if it's against a conservative, a Christian, and a conservative candidate. And we need to pray and ask God to intervene.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Derby, for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that we see President Trump indicted. We're asking the question, why was the Lord Jesus? Why was he indicted? Why was he charged? The Bible yields the answer to this question, ladies and gentlemen. When Pilate was questioning Jesus, Jesus was silent. Pilate wanted to crucify Barabbas and release Jesus. Pilate asked the crowd, "What shall I do with Jesus?" The question that all must answer eventually today is, what should I do with Jesus? Then Pilate asked the question, "What evil has this man done?" Mark chapter 15, verse 14. But the crowd said, "Crucify him." Ladies and gentlemen, the crowd today, the socialist Marxist media, they are salivating, wanting to see Donald J. Trump in an orange jumpsuit. They're wanting to see his photograph with a number under his chin. They're wanting to see handcuffs and ankle bracelets on the man. That's what they're hoping will come out of this. But it's already been negotiated. He will not be thumbprinted. He will not be fingerprinted, as it's called. He'll not be in handcuffs. He'll not be in an orange jumpsuit. He will not be handcuffed in any fashion. And yet they're wanting photographs like that to use. But I'm praying, ladies and gentlemen, that President Donald J. Trump will have the audacity, the wisdom, the strength, and the stamina to keep standing and use this as a launching pad to put him back in the office in 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that we will keep praying and planning and looking forward to what God is going to do and keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for